here we are at Rosie on the House, putting a little tap in your toe here this Saturday morning with Dr. Mike Manning from Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, talking with Tom about air conditioning at his house, talking about how much better I felt coming home after extended vacations where all I was breathing was unpolluted, unallergen-filled, pure ocean air breathing, and I could have the windows open, breathing through all night long. Although, Romy, on another note on why I'm not a fan of Key West and chickens, there's chickens all over that island. And for what I was paying for a room, I ought to be able to sleep with the windows open and not have a rooster outside crowing all night long. I mean, you walk through town and there's chickens everywhere.
Interesting.
Free-range chickens and roosters all over Key West. So reason number two, I will not be going back to Key West. All right. But I was breathing good. I just wasn't sleeping very well.
So if you find a free-range egg, drop it in a glass of water. If it floats, throw it away. If it sinks, it's fresh.
That's the acid test, right. Huh? Okay. All right. So I get home from Europe, and Jennifer, I notice how much better I was sleeping there, and snoring less and breathing better. Mm-hmm. And so we come home and say, okay, that does it. We are ransacking this bedroom. We're getting rid of all the bedspreads, hydro cleaning the mattresses, getting rid of the carpets and the rugs, and going to put a monster size HEPA filter at the foot of the bed and just try and create a perfectly clean sleeping environment. But now, I've always been under the impression that because I'm outside all day long, that's only going to do me a limited amount of good. So I've never gone through the trouble. What's y'all's position with patients on that?
Well, you know, if we're trying to control any environment, the sleeping environment's the first thing you look at, because at least about a third of the day is you're there. So that's something you can control. We are in and out a lot. So if you can control that and help yourself sleep, you know, sleep is good. It's good for the immune system, et cetera. So there's a lot of benefits for that. So we would still recommend that you do that. Even though you're in and out, you know, if you're in your car, don't drive with the windows down. Roll it up, recirculate the air. If you've been outside and you're walking your property and you're picking apples and all this, you know, go in and hose off. We always recommend taking a shower before going to bed. And rinsing everything off. You don't actually have to bathe. I don't care if you jump in the pool, but just rinse the pollen off of you. Because say if you've been working outside, you take a shower and you go with your friends, your wife.
Come on, mow the lawn.
Yeah. but then you go, you know, out to dinner someplace and you're sitting outside and it's a nice evening. You're not getting hot. You're going to go home and go to bed, right? Home and hose off, because you've just collected a bunch of stuff on you and you don't want to be sleeping with it because you're going to bring it to bed with you. So things that you can do in the environment, your sleeping environment's important. We do recommend good HEPA filters. There's a lot of different type of filtration systems out there that make a lot of claims. From an allergy standpoint, a good HEPA filter is what you want. It'll have a carbon pre-filter, a good HEPA filter, change it routinely, and it works really well. It makes noise. If it's quiet, it's not a HEPA filter. So it's going to make white noise for you. Keeping the windows closed. Don't sleep with the windows open. I mean, when it's
That's so hard for me to do.
And when's the best time to do that, right?
Yeah,
February,
right.
March, yes. Early April, yeah. And that's our allergy season. You're just dragging the stuff in. So, you know, keeping the windows closed, hose off, brush the pets at the door. People don't think about that. You may not be allergic to your dog, but you can be allergic to what the dog's bringing in. So wipe them at the door. Brush them at the door before they come in. That can help also.
Well, how about the neti pot at night before bed? Just getting everything you've ingested.
It's kind of like washing
the
nose.
It's so romantic.
It is. You know, the neti pot, the Neomeds, the nasal lavage, flushing the nose, washing the nose out can help a lot, especially if you're also on medicine. So if you're taking a nasal spray that's to treat allergy symptoms, you know, if you wash the nose out with a neti pot or a nasal lavage beforehand, wait a little bit. It kind of cleans the nose. The medicine's falling on the cells you need it to fall on and not a bunch of mucus. It's just sitting there in the nose that the nose produces to protect you. So all the symptoms you have of allergies is a protective mechanism. Sneezing, trying to get the stuff out of you. Mucus, trying to get the stuff out of you. Coughing, trying to get the stuff out of you. Plugging up so it doesn't get in you. That's all a kind of a protective mechanism.
Now, I actually have a 12-second sneeze.
One sneeze for 12 seconds?
It just never stops. And it it's horrible.
Well, the average number of sneezes in a row for an allergy sufferer is 7.
That's good to know. I get them. I blend all 7 into one.
Okay.
And I mean, it shakes from the bottom of my feet all the way up through the top of my head. It's like this giant exhalation of everything at one time.
So, yeah, control your environment. You know,
How about bedding?
Well, the one thing that we don't have here that a lot of places do are dust mites.
Yeah.
So we're not a big dust mite capital. Dust mites like cool weather and humid weather. That's not Arizona, right?
Okay.
So if you don't bring your bedding from South Carolina or Chicago or the coast, you're not bringing dust mites in. It's not as big of a issue here, but keeping bedding clean is good.
Hey, Gary, we had a texter. Wanted to know, was that Old Crow Medicine show you rejoined the last segment with? I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Actually, Wagon Wheel was recorded by so many people, but Old Crow's one of them.
That was one of them. Good ear. All right. You can text at 411-923. Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. We're coming back. We're going to do our weekly home maintenance how-to. If you've got your digital home portfolio open at Homezada, be ready.